Just as London is preparing to host the Olympic Games, a study warns of an outburst of a new round of social unrest and street riots. It blames bad economic conditions for the imminent unrest and says police would not be prepared to contain the riots due to cuts in its budget. The chairman of banking giant Barclays quits his job following an interest rate rigging probe. Last week, the bank was ordered to pay a record fine of $453 million to British and US regulators. It was punished for attempting to manipulate interbank lending rates. Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps holds a new round of military drills. The preliminary stages of the war games are now underway. The IRGC says the mission is to target mock enemy bases in the desert using long, mid and short-range missiles. Several domestically developed missiles will also be fired during the maneuvers. Revolt in Japan's ruling party. Dozens of lawmakers resigned from the Democratic Party of Japan to protest Premier Yoshihiko Noda's tax hike legislation. They're now expected to form a new political camp. Although the move has dealt a blow to the DPJ, the party still holds the majority in the lower house. Early official results from Mexico's presidential election show opposition candidate Enrique Peña Nieto is set to win the race. He's ahead of his leftist rival Andrés López Obrador with 38% of the vote. Peña Nieto's PRI party held on to power for 71 years until it was defeated in 2000. In Afghanistan, a US-led airstrike has killed at least five civilians and injured several others in Logar province. Local officials have confirmed the civilian deaths. The Western Military Alliance, however, says the attack targeted Taliban militants in the area. US airstrikes have killed and injured countless civilians over the past years. Angry protesters stormed the National Election Commission in Libya's eastern city of Benghazi. They want greater autonomy ahead of assembly elections, the first in almost half a century. The vote is seen as a milestone following last year's revolution that toppled Muammar Gaddafi. And in Venezuela, presidential campaigns officially begin. Incumbent President Hugo Chavez, seeking a third term, is running against Enrique Capriles. He says he wants to end 13 years of socialist rule in Venezuela. However, most opinion polls give Chavez a double-digit lead over his rival.